Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Abba-dabba-doo. Abba-dabba. Where'd that come from anyway? There's a...
The Flintstones.
There's a yubba-dabba-doo.
Right.
I have my own thing. It's Unga-Bunga. I should have my own cartoon. Don't you think we could make a cartoon show out of this program? It's a DJV cartoon show. And you know what we do? We play cartoons. All right, so it's Monday. Got that 3rd of May. Hello, May Day has come and gone. The Russians celebrate on the 1st of May. They're celebrating how much they're influencing what's going on in our government and how silly we are not to nail their hides to the wall. I suppose that's another discussion for another time. Let's get into what's going on today. The United States and Iran. What's going on there? Ladies, you have the top of that. Jennifer, what do you think?
Jen's not here today. So.
Oh, that's right, too. She isn't. I remember you now this year. She wasn't here before, and she's not here now. All right, so.
Yeah, we got North Korea, we got Iran, we got lots of stuff going on with foreign countries today.
All right, so let's talk about Iran, the deal. There's a prisoner deal in the works. Why would we talk about,
well, they denied that. There's right. No deal, yeah.
Okay. So why are the Iranians starting that? Why did they decide that, well, who knows what the Iranians are doing, right? They're in
right.
the same league as the Chinese and the Russians. So what is the alleged deal, Victoria?
Well, they alleged through their state-run media that there's some deal in place for $7 billion in exchange for some American spies who are in Iranian custody. As soon as they ran with this story, the U.S. completely denied this and said this is totally fabricated, not true at all. We are not they're not releasing U.S. and British prisoners in exchange for billions of dollars. Again, we don't know the reason why they did this. It could be because right now, you know, we are in negotiations in Vienna on the nuclear deal that Obama put in place and then Trump walked away from. So now they're trying to come up with a new deal, and this could just be a power play. And essentially, that's what the speculation is that this just is nothing more than Iran trying to stir up, you know, some controversy. It's interesting because the U.S. denied that this was happening at all. The U.S. said, no, this is totally not true. There's no deal in exchange for prisoners. The UK press and the UK leadership kind of just backed away from it and didn't really bother commenting. So some people are speculating that the UK might actually have something going on and that the US doesn't. I don't know. I think time will only tell.
So we didn't negotiate with terrorists, and the Iranians right. basically are terrorists. So
well,
we always said we don't. We always do, or not always, but we frequently do if it serves our interest. But $7 billion, that's not going to go over well with if it's all American money or any of it's American money. We don't have money to do a lot of things here, and yet we seem to be spending it like we were drunken sailors. So $7 billion for four people?
What's a life worth?
That's a great question, actually.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it really is. Considering that our bodies are worth about $89, I think, in terms of what's in them that's usable. You know, I remember in science class doing that. Did you ever do that in science class? Take
no.
all the elements that were in your body, all the things in your blood, the iron, the copper, whatever, and come up with a value in that. I remember no. Mr. Megan was our chemistry and biology teacher, and he said, okay, here's how it works out. $89, that's it. Well, certainly we put more value on it, but it's hard to put a dollar value on it and come up with anything that makes any sense. But then I think talking to the Iranians, or at least anybody that's connected to the Ayatollah, that's the other thing. The confusing thing about dealing with Iran is you don't know who you're dealing with, frankly. The fellow who's sort of the president who takes his orders from the Ayatollah has been fairly popular. The Ayatollah is very unpopular, and the people in Iran, at least best of my knowledge, they don't like their government any better than we like ours. So who knows what's going on? Who knows what to believe? That's the problem. Who knows what to believe today about anything? The only thing you can prove is who's dead, right? And sometimes that's not even true. If you're watching Debris, people coming back to life on Debris all the time. Debris is a NBC show, friends. 10 o'clock Eastern. There it is. So, all right, let's go over to North Korea and talk about what the Biden administration is trying to do in a new strategy to deal with them. What's the new strategy, Victoria?
Well, it looks like the new policy is going to strike a balance between what President Trump did, which was, you know, the beautiful letters. Remember, we kept hearing about all those beautiful letters between Trump and Kim Jong-un. I don't think we're going to get any beautiful letters between North Korea and the U.S. anymore. So they're going to strike a sort of a balance between Obama's kind of arm's length. He would not talk about not negotiating with terrorism. That was a President Obama's stance on it. He was not going to give an audience to Kim Jong-un, which I agreed with. I never thought Trump should have given his own personal time to, mm-hmm. you know, have all these in-person meetings with Kim Jong-un. It went nowhere. So I don't know. I always thought that as president of the United States, any president, doesn't matter who it was, I never agreed that, you know, little dictator should get an audience with our president. But anyway, I don't know what Biden plans to do. It seems like it's going to be somewhere in the middle between Trump and Obama. That's kind of, they said it'll be a calibrated, practical approach to diplomacy with the goal of eliminating the threat to the United States. So that's the official statement on that.
All right. So more, it's kind of like a waste of time, in a manner of speaking. Mm. Isn't it everything to do with these guys? Meanwhile,
well, obviously you have to keep an eye on it because, you know, he likes Rocket Man, as Trump used to call him. He definitely likes to show his strength whenever possible. Now, another thing that's an X factor here, no one has seen Kim Jong-un in a long time. We've seen his sister everywhere. So, and the rumors are that, you know, that the sister is in charge. There's also a rumor that his uncle, his father's brother, is the one who's actually coming, you know, back into power because they're such a misogynistic society that they would never actually allow a woman to be in charge. So we don't really know. And throughout the whole pandemic, nothing has, you know, we have no idea what happened in North Korea. There have been stories from foreign media that they were hit really hard with COVID. There are also stories that they weren't hit at all with COVID because they don't let anybody in or out. So we really don't know what the status of North Korea is.
I'm looking at the Biden administration disclosing a set of rules that were issued by Trump in 2017 for direct action operations against counterterrorists, and it included drone rules. Did you see that? The thing that bothers me about that, and is still going on now, are all these executive orders. There's a reason, and you learn this in high school if you got a good civics teacher, but of course then we don't have civics anymore, the difference between the three divisions of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And Trump rode all over that stuff. And Biden's doing some of it as well. There's way too much of this, so there's no check and balance. We've got things running all over the place that we don't know anything about. Drone strikes, commando raids in places where there was war, and there hasn't been any accounting for it. I know a lot of you like that sort of thing. You want to blow up everybody that doesn't agree with us, but that's not really going to get you very far, at least in this era. So the drone things and what they can find out is the government's using drones against us. The government uses all kinds. You know, we talk about the Chinese listening into their phone. We get our government's doing the same thing. And to what end? And now Biden wants to increase the number of people in the IRS and some of the other agencies.
Well, the IRS, I mean, I didn't see the report on the IRS, but when you look at what's happening right now, they've got 29 million tax returns that they're backlogged, so they need help. One in 50 calls gets answered. They don't have enough staff.
So then we look at the SBA. Those of you who have done as I have done and other small business people have done, you've applied to the SBA and you've gotten a PPP loan and some other help. So there's a program the government has called EIDL. And I don't know if you know what that is or not. Most small businesses have used it to try to, it came during the COVID thing. It began about a year ago at this time, as a matter of fact. And you could apply for a certain amount of money. They look at your tax return and say you were approved for X number of dollars. So they have expanded that. It's money to pay 3.9% interest on over 30 years. And it's been a real help to a lot of business people. It certainly came at a good time for me. So, the lady that is my, new director, if you will, of accounting, decided that it was a good idea that another application go in. So we worked on that a little bit last week. And as it turns out, the amount of work is a little more extensive. They want a little more information. And so you fill out this stuff and you get to the final, this is my experience anyway. So you get to the final draw and there's a button that you click that says submit. So we hit submit, nothing happened. Did it again, nothing happened. So on the form it says call this number if there's a problem. So we call the number. And the first thing they say after this is the SBA, blah, 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 is there are 883 people in line in front of you. And the wait time is X. It's like when you call the airlines, you call for service, whether it's the electric company or your phone company. It's all, everything's automated. And you don't, unless you, the last hurrah is you get to talk to a human being. So eventually you call back and talk to this person who says that the system is full of glitches. It hasn't really worked for anybody. And this is three people who told us that on three separate calls. You can't, they haven't, the software hasn't been perfected. So you go, you fill out the application and you get to the submit and it doesn't take it. So you might spend 3 days, 4 days, 5 days fiddling around with this. But the advice the last guy gave us was if you call between midnight and 3 a.m., you're probably trying to get something done. And so that's what happened. Last night between midnight and 3 a.m., you're looking at an email. The thing hit, it took the submit and then said, we'll get back to you within 3 months. So anyway, this is by the reason I tell you the story is because the government is so full of ineptness. It just doesn't make sense. And it has been for, it seems like forever. The incompetence, we were good at winning World War II. And then from there, we were good at the space program. But then what else are we good at? What have we done? What does the government do that it does well? I guess that's the question. Anybody's got an answer? Maybe you put that in our question in the social media box, Jay. What is there about the government that you find satisfying? What are they doing that makes sense? What do you feel good about paying your taxes? Today, for many of you, is local tax paying day. It is here. And so you evaluate each time you put your money in, into the hopper, what are we getting for our money? And most of you, whether it's on the local level, the state level, or the federal level, tell us, tell yourself, tell anybody. It's not worth it. So then, what do we do about it, I guess is the question. Solutions to problems. Here's a solution to those of you who have found that you've lost weight since the beginning of the year, but now you're beginning to put it back on again. So here you go, partner. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com. And to check out Calitrin. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, nothing that will be bad for you, only good support for your body to rebuild the cells and the physicality of your body. Right now there's a special spring sale on, so you can take advantage of that using the DGV code. You can also get no shipping. It's great. It really is a fabulous way, the best way to continue on that weight loss program, or to keep your weight the way, exactly where you want it. Toploss.com, code DJV, 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Laurie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program. The words that come out of our mouths are very important. All of us need to know that. We all make mistakes from time to time, but I saw something that I liked. Words are like bullets. You can't take them back. So think about that before you say it. The old expression, put your mind in gear before your mouth is in motion. Jay Kirshner has done that. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steff. I'm going to check the trending items from social media right after this.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, here we are at the time each hour that we've gone. We give to the social media world trending items. Passing of Olympia Dukakis seemed rather, it was obviously sad, but you know, you think about some of these people that you look at them and you think they're here today and gone tomorrow because they're like a friend. You recognize the face, you know who she is. And so, Jay, what's the scoop?
So she had been ill for a period of time, and she died under hospice care at her home in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. This happened on Saturday. May 1st was Saturday, right? And this is a month before her 90th birthday. Her career spans almost 6 decades. She had something in the works. Wow. It's on IMDb right now that's going to be coming out in the next year or two. This is one of the really sad ones. She was known for her performance in Moonstruck. She had an Academy Award, a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in her role. Everyone knows and loves her in Steel Magnolias, Look Who's Talking. I mean, the woman was a legend.
Yep, she was. She was also the cousin of the former governor of Massachusetts, Michael Stanley Dukakis. Yeah, this lady was born in Lowell, Massachusetts, and was one of the people that Bay Staters seemed to like. A lot of actors have come from Massachusetts. You notice that? The characters that some of the people around are not sure what there is about what is in the water here. It makes people good actors. But all right, so speaking of good actors, maybe not so good actors, Josh Duggar, right? Is that Duggar? Some people have pronounced it Duggar, but didn't we, when we used to talk about them all the time, the Duggars? What's the scoop with him?
So, yeah, he was arrested in Arkansas by federal agents, being held without bail. But if the judge does grant him bail, he will not be able to return to his home where he has six children. His wife is pregnant with a seventh on the way. He won't be able to return to any home.
She's pregnant
that
right
has
now?
Children. Yeah, she's pregnant with a seventh child.
Oh,
he is he is arrested because of a child pornography allegations.
Yeah,
receiving,
that's an insult to pigs.
Owning,
never mind. He's just a subhuman.
He's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I mean, the photos included children under the age of 12. And this is not his first time. Back in, mid-May 2015, he apologized of any wrongdoing after a 2006 police report revealed that he had been investigated as a teen for inappropriately touching five underage girls, two of those victims his sisters.
Oh,
great. There it is. And you need another child coming out of that pool? Right? You know.
I feel sorry for the wife and the kids. Oh.
Yeah. How long has he been married?
I don't know the answer to that. Some reports are stating that his wife...
Right?
Yeah, he's
probably got married at like 18 because they're all... They're not Mormon, but they're...
Super young.
Yeah, because they don't believe in sex before marriage. So I think they're... Are they Baptists or something?
13. Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers and the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic, the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work coming back, and people don't want to be sitting at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before half the hour on the Monday DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer is not here for a couple of days, but Victoria Keelan is, and so is Jay Kushner, and so am I. So we work our way through the stats, the information, what's going on. There is a lot of numbers floating around today, ladies. So, Victoria, let's go through some of the stats when it comes to who's getting vaccinated, who isn't, how many people are sick, rebuff this because I'm not sure I always trust in the numbers that we get. But at this point, I think the stats are important because there are people who haven't gotten the vaccine that seem to be digging their heels in. People in government and certainly medical folks are trying to get people to take the shots. And there is a certain group, a core group of people, mostly white, mostly Republicans, as it turns out, mostly in conservative states, that don't want to get the shots. And I'm not one who is a vaxxer. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I think there are some vaccines that are important to get, but there are a lot of them that aren't and certainly shouldn't be mandated as they have been. So there's no mandating the vaccine here, but there does seem to be a connection between how things work, whether you have the shot or you don't have the shot, and how we get back to normal. Because everybody now seems to think that we want to be open. Everything needs to, let's go back to whatever the normal was. So what are some of the stats that you saw over the weekend that are eye-opening or ear-opening?
Well, more than 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, so that is the good news. That was announced over the weekend. The problem, though, is that only represents 40% of adults in the U.S. So only 40% are fully vaccinated. 56% have received at least one dose, but we're still seeing that 8% are not getting the second shot. And with Pfizer and Moderna, that is a two-shot system. That's how it was designed. You are not fully and properly protected unless you get that second shot. And so for whatever reason, 8% of people are just not getting the second one. So that's not
what
great
is
news.
The reason? What is the reason that people aren't getting the second shot?
I don't know. Yeah. Some people could maybe had a bad reaction to the first shot and didn't want to deal with it again for the second. Inconvenience, maybe. I don't know. I really don't.
A lot of people have been stating that they're terrified of what the side effects of the second shot are going to do because of what they're hearing.
Terrified? Isn't that an awful? That's just silly.
Yeah.
Well, you get sick for a couple of days. What do you tear up?
Exactly. It's kind of hit or miss. And then other people, some of them, there were wrong supplies, and some people had to have their second appointments canceled, and they never went back and rescheduled.
Well, look, I also think that there's a PR problem here now, because pausing the Johnson & Johnson was a huge mistake. Yep. 15 people had some side effects out of 8 million or something who got the shot. That was so stupid to put that on pause, and I fully blame the CDC for that. That never should have happened, because people were shook by that. People were like, I don't know, why are they pausing that?
Let me put a tone to this, then. Because of things like that, because if you look back over the past year, there have been a lot of false positives that have come to the surface. We need to do this. We have to do that. We better do this. And so a lot of people have seen either they take back what they said recommendation-wise, they've changed the game halfway through, and so the mounting distrust of government, which is huge at the moment, which I think is going to challenge, especially when we see all the bills that are going to come for all these various and sundry social programs that the government's trying to get involved in. So here we have a lack of trust that the government has built in to itself, and I can see why some people don't want to do it. But yet there are those who are credible, and that's the problem, because everything that has happened this past year, there's a lot of incredulity, if that's the right word. The idea that we went as far as we did is something that bothers the hell out of a lot of people, including me. I think we went way overboard in reacting to this. What goes around comes around.
The problem now is I don't agree with it. The problem now is that one in five Americans say they will not get vaccinated unless they are required to do something that they want to do. Meaning if they want to go on a cruise and it's required, then they'll get the shot. But they're not going to get the shot otherwise. And the larger problem of that mentality is that pretty much across the board, experts have been admitting this weekend that the goal of herd immunity is out the window. There will not be herd immunity, which is what we've been striving for all along. And you will not reach herd immunity unless you have 70 to 80% of the population inoculated. So we're nowhere near that. We've got 40% of Americans are fully inoculated right now. We're not going to get to 70 or 80%. And with these people saying, oh, well, I don't want the vaccine for whatever reason. Bill Gates is putting a microchip in my brain. Or all this stupid stuff. Meanwhile, every doctor and nurse that I've ever come across, and I've been around a lot of doctors lately with my personal struggles, every doctor and every nurse that I've encountered, whether it's in a hospital or a private practice, they were lining up to get this vaccine. So you tell me who's smarter. The yahoo who says, oh, I don't trust the government, or all the doctors and nurses who are on the front lines, who know about this vaccine, who are aware of how well it works. Yeah, it's worth having 24 hours or or even 12 hours of flu symptoms. It's just, it's crazy to me that these people who think that they know more than scientists and medical experts are out there telling other people that this vaccine is dangerous, and no one, Ted Nugent, no one knows what's in it. Actually, that's not true, Ted Nugent. The ingredients are listed right on the website.
Yeah, but so, there are those who I don't necessarily follow the lead here. There are a lot of doctors that I know, folks who are DOs, DCs, who don't go along with this at all. And I also know some people that are pretty smart who are skeptical of it. I remain skeptical as to the future because we don't really know what this is going to do. Make an argument about whether the RNA and the DNA are going to be, but at the moment, I think we have to live in the now. Not in the future and not in the past. Here we are today confronted with a situation that has been created by a government that is not friendly to us. And, you know, that the things
you're
that have happened.
You're talking about the Chinese government. You're not talking about the American government.
Yeah, right. Thank you for clarifying that. But then, you know, moving into the practical side of this, we see, you know, it's like the people who want us to get back to normalcy but don't want to help getting us back to normalcy.
Well, these people are part of the problem of why we can't get back to normal. You're going to see people in masks. You're going to see all this because only 40% of U.S. adults have been responsible enough to get the vaccine. So the rest of the country, you want to complain about, oh, government this and government that. Well, if you didn't get a vaccine, then you're part of the problem. You are part of the problem. Those variants are going to keep coming. A friend and I went for a long walk yesterday. We hadn't seen each other in months. We're both fully inoculated. And, you know, we were saying she knows so many people now who refuse to get the vaccine who are hospitalized with COVID. We're in New Jersey. We're in a major hotspot. Look at Michigan. It's nuts. And then my friends who are in New York City, they're almost at herd immunity because everybody ran to get the shot, and now life is back to normal. Manhattan's one of the safest places you can be now,
your experience is one thing, and the experience of other people is different. So I'm not going to be...
In terms of what?
In terms of whether or not...
I'm talking about the stats of what we
know. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of people who don't even believe the stats because the stats have not necessarily always added up. So we've created a scenario, and sort of the scare tactics that have been used don't work with people. And so here we go. And, you know, you brought up something that was pretty interesting about the cruise ships. Will it be required when you get on an airplane to go somewhere? If you're going to go overseas, you're going to have it. I'm going to tell you right now that if you're going to go overseas, you're going to have it. And if you want to go on a cruise ship, you're probably going to have it. The cruising, everybody... I know tons of people who are, I don't go cruising, so it isn't in my experience house, but a lot of people my age who do a lot of it. I was listening to somebody, as a matter of fact, on the plane coming back last week from L.A., the three people in the seats in front of me were all talking about the fact that they have been out on cruises, and they've been here, and they've been there, dozens of cruises, and there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people that want to go out and have some fun on the water in these cruise ships. And they're not really even back to full bore, although apparently they're going to get the green light to resume operations sometime in mid-July. Whether or not the number of people who have had shots is up or down, people will still get the shots, but the numbers of people not in the queue, there aren't anywhere near. Remember how frustrating it was at the beginning. We couldn't get out. You tried for me. I know how frustrating it was. It took a month for me to get an appointment to get a shot. Now, you don't have to really have an appointment. You just go to the doctors. All the doctors around here have this stuff now. And they're giving
depending on where you are, it is definitely, like in New York City, you don't even need an appointment. You just walk in and say, I want to get a shot, and they give it to you. So because so many New Yorkers have already gotten their shots, it makes it easier. The problem, though, is when we're only at 40% of adults being fully inoculated right now, In 6 months, we're going to need a booster shot. And, you know, so if only 40% got the shot the first time, we're going to see huge spikes this fall if this doesn't change. If people don't realize, okay, like, we're all responsible to help get rid of this. And if people don't pitch in and start realizing that everyone has a role to play here, we're going to see massive shutdowns again this fall. Yeah, because the variants are popping up everywhere. They're new variants all the time. I mean, look,
well,
India just recorded 400,000 cases in one day.
The interesting thing about this is the way it was engineered in the laboratory over in Wuhan, the way that it was designed was to get to you and to stay with you. And now it cannot live without a host. So if you fix your body so that it can't be a host, then that much I understand and that much I know and that much I believe.
Yeah,
but
get a vaccine.
If
you
have
can't
a strong.
You can't immune, jump
yeah,
from one person to another.
Right. But that isn't enough to convince people. People are so, speculative when it comes to anything from the government. It just,
you know, I was listening to Gal Gadot, you know, who's Wonder Woman. She's Israeli.
Yeah.
And so she was talking with Jimmy Kimmel about why, you know, she lives in L.A. now, but all of her friends and family are in Israel. Israel has seen a 98% eradication of the virus completely. 98% of the virus is gone from Israel because, as we know, Israel, she said, you know, because he said, well, what's the difference? What did Israel do that's so different? Okay, yes, they only have 8 million people or 7 million people. Okay, so that's one thing. They have a much smaller population than the U.S. But she said, you know, she said the government did such a great job of explaining everything about the vaccine, why it's helpful, how it works. She said, I don't know a single person who has said, I don't really trust that. The science was leading right out in front, and she said everybody feels confident and comfortable. They know about the vaccine. They don't have crazy people saying there's a microchip in it. They don't have Ted Nugent over there saying, you know, no one knows what's in it. That's not true. And she said that just it was rolled out in such an efficient way that everybody was excited to get the vaccine, and they've all been back to normal for a while now. Everybody's out together. Indoor dining, totally normal.
And this is under the leadership of somebody that a lot of people don't like. Listen, it's round and round we go. From my perspective, to repeat, we're in the now, and you need to take care of business now, it seems to me. I don't want to get preachy here. But something to weigh, it seems. 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fifty-three after the hour here on Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, going through the technical updates that you need, things that will apply to you. There's been a lot of discussion about Uber and also Lyft when it comes to how they classify their drivers. Uber's still at it, though. They have a new app, which Victoria's going to talk about right after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so Victoria, Uber has an app that has expanded its features. What's the bottom line here?
Yep. So the Uber app has a host of new services, and this one is all benefiting travelers as more Americans are vaccinated and booking vacations this spring and early summer. So on this new update, travelers will have more places to rent a car, especially helpful right now because there's a major rental car shortage. And you can now rent a car directly in the Uber app under a service called Uber Rent, which Uber has actually, they launched it a few years ago, didn't really go anywhere, but now they've relaunched it, and they've partnered with some of the big rental car companies like Avis and Hertz. So the refreshed version of Uber Rent has launched. It will also offer add-on services called Valet, which gives travelers the option to have their rental car delivered right to their doorstep. You can also book a driver to pick up the car return whenever you're finished with it, depending on wherever you are. You can actually have it picked up from, you know, a restaurant or an airport, hotel, wherever you are. Uber's also expanding its options for riders to schedule a car. That's called Uber Reserve. And you can book an UberX driver across the U.S. as well as in international cities like Paris and Rome. They've launched it there as well. What that means is that you have the ability to schedule an Uber up to 30 days in advance. You can even request a favorite driver if you have one. So later this spring, Uber is also going to roll out the reserve feature at more than 20 airports across the U.S. Airport reserve rides will have even more perks, flight tracking, so drivers are alerted if your plane is delayed or if you're early, and an hour-long curbside grace period, which is a great thing that's getting a lot of good buzz. That gives passengers plenty of time at customs and immigration or baggage claim to make it out of the airport, and you won't be charged for the beginning of your Uber ride until you're ready to go. So it's good stuff.
I found like your mother, there's not much more that frustrates me than trying to use an Uber in an airport, especially LAX. It very, you know, let's say you have a credit card that's outdated and you have to update it, and you've forgotten about that and you have to put it in while it won't take your order or won't do anything until you have a legitimate credit card in there. It's just, I found it very, very cumbersome. And in terms of what you just discussed, that's been going on for years at LAX, a couple of other major airports. It's something called TrueCar. I remember renting cars that belong to individuals, and on days they're not using them, they put them in the queue, and this fellow, there was a parking lot outside of LAX that had 25 or 30 cars in it. They pick you up at the airport, they'll bring you, cost was about 50-60% of what the normal rate was, and it was some guy in the neighborhood, it was a bunch of Russians, as a matter of fact, started this, and they would bring in people's cars. And whenever you weren't using your car for the day, it could be used as a rental car. I thought that was pretty clever. So it's not new at all. New to Uber, but it's been going on in some of these airports for quite a while. You just had to find it. Okay, so Hulu. Hello. Hello to Hulu. Hulu has a live version. They're working with Viacom now. Are they owned by CBS? Is Hulu owned by CBS?
I don't know who owns Hulu, to be honest. There's so many changeovers happening, but Hulu's live TV service has finally gotten the Viacom CBS channels, which means if you have Hulu Live, you'll now have Comedy Central, BET, Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., VH1, CMT, MTV, TV Land, and the Paramount Network. So the Paramount Network is CBS. So all of that is actually included in the $64.99 per month cost to have Hulu Live. So now it's on par with YouTube TV, and they basically all have the same channels.
All right, there it is. Tech Talk, 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.